How are you doing on your Lenten commitments?
Good.
There's a couple who said something positive. That wasn't everybody. I'm trying. My mother used to say that about me. He's a very trying child. He's trying. And I am trying, Lord. I am trying. How many of you were here last week? Got to hear Pastor Neil.
Yes.
Good preacher. My goodness, he does a great job. If I knew Tongan, I'd sit in on Tongan worship services. I do believe. He talked about the prodigal son. Do you recall? You're talking about him, prodigal son, and he was talking about that thing. He had me stand up here facing this way, and then he had me finally turn around. It's repentance, turning ourselves around. He did a good job. The son was lost, but then he came back, repented, and asked for forgiveness. His father rushed to him and returned him. Today we're going to talk about lost sheep. This is not about any of you. Just don't take it personally. This is the parable. This is the story that Jesus is talking about, lost sheep. But wasn't it interesting to hear? You know, we in the church refer to the Good Shepherd, Jesus the Good Shepherd. And in this building, I'm sure there's a picture somewhere of Jesus holding the sheep. I can't picture where that is, but I know that I've seen a picture of the Good Shepherd in here. Now it'll be one of those quizzes we'll have to follow and walk around. We see it, and we see it so often and don't pause to recognize Jesus the Good Shepherd. But here we heard this morning when Deb Gunther read us Ezekiel. This is the Old Testament. This is before Jesus, you understand. And here was the Good Shepherd returning the flock. It was a different group. In Ezekiel, the reference was to those Jews who were lost in the diaspora. That's a fancy church term. But you realize at one point in its history, 586 BC, they were conquered and scattered. Everybody was thrown out of the country. The Babylonians overran the country. They captured some and enslaved them. Others, they said, you can't stay, you can't worship here as Jews any longer. Some stayed behind. But they scattered all across the known world, which at that time was everything around the Mediterranean. They scattered to North Africa and Europe, Turkey, Asia. Scattered all in diaspora is the term. And Ezekiel is referring to those. God will come and will regather those, will find the lost sheep and return them like a good shepherd. They have been in darkness and now they're being returned. God doing great things. And now as we pause and hear, Jesus is the good shepherd, we recognize it's not a new, unique theme, but it's one in perfect harmony with a God who has always been the good shepherd of humanity. But in the New Testament, there's some interesting focus here. And this is not, Jesus is not worried about returning the Jews that are lost in the diaspora, that are scattered all over the world. That's ancient history by now. So to whom is Jesus referring when he says, the lost sheep, I will find them? Well, it is to any who belong and who have strayed. Let's sort that out. Let's take that apart. We start by turning to the woman who's lost the coins. Any of you ever lost anything? In the last week, more than one. Richard and I were getting ready to do the air handler, and there's a cover you have to take off, and there's a bunch of little nuts that you have to unscrew. What do you think, Richard? 20? 30 nuts? Take that cover off. I had my screw gun and a nut driver. You put it on there and just go rip. And I took the nut drivers. I said, I'm going to need these. Haven't found them yet. We took it off with crescent wrenches. I'm praying that what once was lost will be found with the nut drivers, but I can remember grabbing them and I said, I need these, and turning around to the back of my car, and I have no idea what happened then, and so they may be in the International Space Station. Things that get lost all seem to go. It just is the way it is. But the woman had 10 silver coins. She already had the coins. Those were hers. Those were important. Those coins meant something. They're maybe an inheritance, maybe an endowment, what have you. But she had, and she realizes that one of them is missing. One of those coins is lost. And so she lights the lamp. And boy, she goes through the house. I would like to do that in my house, but I can't find the house. It's buried under so much stuff that I'm not sure where it ends and my neighbor's house starts. You know how that goes. It is that curse of prosperity. We ought to think about that when we think about how we can help others. We have been blessed with things and lots of things and the ability to help through our prosperity. I stepped aside from my sermon. Let's come back. She's lost one of the coins, and so she searches diligently until she finds it. We understand that. Here's the text. When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice for me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Okay, just hang on to that for a minute. The lost sheep. The shepherd has 100 sheep. These are the sheep of the shepherd. These are the shepherd's sheep. This is his flock. He knows them and they know him. They know the sound of his voice. They know who he is. They know he will be there. This is his flock. And one of them has gone astray. One of them is lost, is the term. But gone astray. Are the lights kind of fading in and out? Am I going astray too? Well, I'll bow right back there, Pi. Anything I need to worry about? Or she says we're good. The good shepherd will go after the one that is lost until he finds it. When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Now, you remember I read the lost coin. Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that was lost. It is identical. I'm not sure what that all means, but it's important that when that which is lost, when it is found again, return to the friends, to all the community, and celebrate the lost one coming back. I can't help thinking, and I'm not 100% sure, but I know there is a tendency when one goes astray, there's a tendency towards judgment. And here, the one that is lost is found. Rejoice with me. Now, I cannot read the parable of the lost sheep without remembering the comment the first time I read it in a church, and somebody said, "Well, Jesus went after the one sheep that was lost and just abandoned the other 99 in the wilderness." In fact, it says the shepherd will leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost. That's a true statement. That's what's happening. That's what is described. And our reaction is a little bit like that of the brother of the prodigal son. Do you remember? The prodigal son takes his inheritance, squandered. He spends it on dissolute living. And he just wastes it away until he is penniless, broken. And he comes back repentant. And he says, "I will be your slave, Father, if you'll just give me enough food to eat." But the father sees him coming and welcomes him back. The son is contrite, repentant, and the father runs to him. "Bring a fine robe and put it on him. Put my signet ring upon his hand. Kill the fatted calf. Let us have a feast, this celebration." And the other son is not happy. The brother says, "What about me? What about me? Well, let's think about that other son for a minute. And let's think about how that kind of applies to us when sometimes the lost one being celebrated seems like, well, they shouldn't have gone astray to begin with. It's their own fault they've gotten into this. I'm glad I'm not like that. But the brother who's remained has been faithful, hasn't gotten a special robe, doesn't get to wear the signet ring. He has stayed the course and been faithful, been trustworthy, and he's not getting a celebration. As far as he knows, Dad is not killing the catted calf to celebrate the son that remained behind. Jesus comes back carrying the sheep on his shoulders. By golly, I could use a piggyback ride now and again, couldn't you? Do your feet get tired? Do you get worn down? Are you beaten by the path and you think, man, I could use a piggyback ride right about now, Lord. What about me? Yes. Yes, what about us? Do you really want to know? We are not lost. We are not in danger. We, like the 9 silver coins that the woman has, they are safe. She knows them. She's keeping them. All is well. We are those 9 coins. No doubt, yes, there is a wilderness. And even after being tempted, you recall that the tempter left Jesus and said he would return, and he waiting till an opportune time. That temptation is ever before us. I ought to get an amen on that one. But we are not lost. Right now, we are all right. And that's the good news. That's the very good news. We are okay. We are amongst the 99 sheep that are still in the flock. We're all right. We're okay. And not only that, but we know that if by chance we do stray, and we do fail, and we slip from the path, and we are lost, the shepherd will diligently search for us as well. With that strength, with that same energy, with that same dedication. A shepherd that will carry us, a shepherd that has laid his life down for us. And that's the good news. Amen. Amen.